For the first time in almost 9 months, it's Rocket Football on WXUT88.3 FM. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome inside the third floor of the press box at the Glass Bowl, where this evening the Toledo Rockets open up their 2018 football campaign, trying to defend their MAC title, and they take on FCS foe VMI Cadets. Happy to have you along with us, Isaac Petcash. A good crowd on hand here at the Glass Bowl for game number one, 20,000 plus. And the student section, as always, filled to the brim. Best running up on the football in the 2018 season is underway for the Glass Bowl. Rohan Martin is back to return the kick. VMI pressures a little bit, but a good punt by Bailey Flint as his drives Martin all the way back to the 8-yard line. He'll take it and go absolutely nowhere on the near side. What a beautiful punt by Bailey Flint. It goes 61 yards and drives back the Cadets inside their own territory. That's where they'll have it first and 10 after the 6-yard return of their own 13-yard line.
See how we do here.
And a blocked punt into the end zone for the touchdown, as we mentioned, the Rocket offense. And it's guess who? Cody Thompson with the block.
That wasn't even a block. That's SportsCenter Top 10 right there. He just ran and caught the ball as he kicked it.
Toledo was going for the block, and Cody Thompson, with the receiving hands that he does, stole the kick away from Reed King before he could even put his arm down to drop the football. And Toledo, call it a turnover, call it a reception, call it what you want. They're up front by six, running from the 23-yard line of VMI. Three receivers up to the near side. Cody Thompson is included in that bunch. On first down, Guidoni looking to the near sideline. He finds Cody Thompson, who sidesteps the defender, sidesteps another one, and breaks his third tackle as he's finally taken down inside the 5 at the 2-yard line. Here comes third down and 5. VMI on third down. Here's Udinski under pressure, and again, he's able to avoid the tackle. Comes up to the outside, finds a man up the middle for a first down. Ball is out, though. It was caught by number one, Chris Thornton. He pops it up. And the Rockets are on it. Picking up the football is Willie Ross Jr., the defensive lineman. And Toledo forces their second turnover of the night.
I actually think it might have been Tuzar Skipper to recover that one.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Guidoni will take the snap in the quarterback position. Throws it back to his running back in the field. And that pass hits the turf as it bounced out of the hands of Brian Kobach, the redshirt freshman, playing in his first game of the season. His first game in college, I should also mention. Coach Candle saying we'd see him a little bit tonight in the Brian Wright offense. Brian Kobach with a powerful frame. We'll see if he gets it here on first and goal. Guidoni gets the snap, hands it off to Kobach, and Kobach follows his offensive line into the end zone, and the Rockets pat their lead even further. It's a touchdown for Brian Kobach in his opening game from the Glass Bowl. And the Rockets have a 27-0 lead.
It's good to see Coach Kano kind of switching it up. I mean, Hopkins and Seymour.
Plenty of time to orchestrate another scoring drive. First and 10, Art Tompkins is in the backfield to Guidoni's right. Play action for Mitch Guidoni on first down. He's got all kinds of time. Fires it down the field. He's got Cody Thompson running down the sideline. And Cody Thompson joins into the fun. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Toledo. A 38-yard pitching catch from Mitch Guidoni to arguably the best wide receiver in the Mid-American Conference. And the Rockets continue to forge ahead. The Imperial March is getting a lot closer to the Glass Bowl, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a dominant 30 minutes from the opening kick to the final snap of the first half. We have played 30 minutes, and after a half of play, the Toledo Rockets lead the VMI Cadets 42-3. VMI in their base 4-3 set. They have not gotten a lot of pressure into the Toledo backfield tonight. The offensive line, give them credit. They've done a great job protecting the so-called rookie quarterback. On second down, Guidoni, play action to Tompkins, is back to pass, he's got a man wide open, and that is John V. Johnson running inside the 20, give him 6, it's a touchdown for John V. Johnson. And with that touchdown pass, Mitch Guidoni has eclipsed 250 yards passing tonight. He's got 265 yards and 3 touchdowns, and dare I say it, he looks a lot better than Logan did last year in week 1, I think. The McCrimmon goes in motion on second down to the left of Eli Peters. He'll get the carry running downhill to the right side. McCrimmon taking defenders with him Like an avalanche of snow on the Rocky Mountains, he picks up an ice skate there, give him 10 yards. It'll be third down and three. Peters will hand up the middle and carry the ball and a couple tacklers with him into the end zone. Is Navon McCrimmon for the Rocket touchdown. That is the third Toledo running back with a score today. And McCrimmon, the latest Toledo Rocket, to punch his way into the end zone. And Toledo is now over the 60-point mark tonight.